Build a Big Podcast, David Hooper here. The powers that be, whoever the powers that be are, they have released a survey about making money with podcasting. The top option to make money with podcasting, according to the powers that be, it is editing and technical elements of podcast. Why is that? It's because people don't know how to do that kind of stuff, or they don't want to. But when it comes to hosting, hosting is just having a conversation for most podcasts. Most podcasts, especially the independent ones, their interview format. How long have we been having conversations? A long time, maybe 2-3 years old. They were simple conversations. Some of these podcasts are simple conversations, but we grow up knowing how to talk. We didn't grow up knowing how to edit podcasts. Now, maybe some of the kids now are coming up knowing how to do that. Some of them know how to use an iPad before they can talk. Maybe those are our future editors. But for most of us, we talk a whole lot easier than we know the tech. Hosts, according to the powers that be, are not making money. Why is that? Maybe hosting is overrated. Tech, that's not overrated. If I didn't have the tech down, you wouldn't be listening to this now. Hosting, that's kind of optional when it comes to independent podcasts. I want you to think about this one. Why do you listen to Build a Big Podcast? It is not my hosting talents. There are people who are so much better at hosting than I am. They've got nice voices. They've got smooth deliveries. They make you feel good when you hear them. Me, on the other hand, I stutter, I stammer, especially when you hear me on interview podcasts, because it's not being edited. My brain is going so much faster than my mouth. This one is edited. This one is slowed down a little bit. But normally, all over the place, stuttering, stammering. And sometimes, this includes this podcast, sometimes I say stuff in ways that I shouldn't. I did that a couple of episodes ago. And on the next episode, I'm going to be talking about the backlash from that, what I'm doing to remedy that. But back to the question, why listen to Build a Big Podcast? And the answer is because I know my shit. Podcasting isn't what I do. It's how the message is spread. And the message is solid. What I do and the message that I'm spreading is help people to solve a problem. The problem is you don't have an audience. I help you grow an audience. That's why you listen. As you know, because I talk about it here all the time, I tried to leave this behind when I left the music business, but I just can't help myself. I've worked with so many musicians over the years, and one, which I've mentioned here before, sold $1 million worth of t-shirts, more than they sold music. Does that make them t-shirt sellers, or does that make them musicians? Both, maybe. But the reason they were able to sell t-shirts was because they had music. And that's the same for you. You might not make money podcasting or make money as a podcast host, but the reason you can do what you do and make the money that you make is because of your podcast. Podcasting is a great way to reach people. It's a great way to teach what you know. It's a great way to showcase your personality. It's a great way to show your influence on something. Without a podcast, a lot of the people that I work with, they wouldn't have businesses. They certainly wouldn't have the businesses that they have that are so successful. So are you being paid for your hosting? Maybe not directly, because you're not a technician. You probably read the E-Myth. They talk about technicians, managers, and entrepreneurs. You're an entrepreneur. I don't even like that word, entrepreneur. But I'm going to use it here because some people know the E-Myth. That's the word the book, the E-Myth, uses. Entrepreneur is big picture. Entrepreneur is about getting that message out. Technician is the straight hosting. And straight hosts, if you've listened to radio lately, they're boring, just trying not to piss anybody off. They're giving you that milquetoast, don't offend anybody information, so you don't turn it off. You don't change the channel. Podcasting, completely different thing. We might not be great hosts, but we've got great info. We've got great insight. We can help people with what they do. It's the opposite of radio. Radio, you're trying not to turn it off. With podcasting, we're trying to get them to search us and turn it on, to download us, to be part of their lives. So no, you're not being paid as a technician, the host. You're being paid as the entrepreneur, So consider that when you see these dumbass statistics and surveys about boo-hoo, hosts aren't being paid in podcasting, that is bullshit. Your hosting is what is enabling you to do the other things that you're doing. Hey, if you want more from me, I'm here all the time. Make sure you subscribe. If you go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe, there are options for you. If you're on an iPhone, there's an option for you. Android, there's an option for you. You want an RSS feed? There is an option for you. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe is how to do it. While you are there, get my Big Podcast Toolkit. Right now, it is free. Episode templates, social media templates. I've got a music release form if you want to use music in your podcast and not get busted. Have people sign this form. Cover yourself. It's all there in the Big Podcast Toolkit, available free right now. Bigpodcast.com is where to get it. And I'll see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.